The changes will mean more than 50,000 people could lose access to the program. Bethany King and her husband and two children could be among them. They run their own family construction business. King had emergency surgery this year and learned she had a congenital intestinal defect. She worries now if the family business grows and their income surpasses Badger Care income limits, she won't be able to get private insurance because of this now pre-existing condition.
Now I'm uninsurable because I have a 20% chance to have another twist. So this is life-saving. This saved my family. So I really want you to fight for it. This is important to Wisconsin.
Soon after King testified in another hearing room just down the hall, the Joint Finance Committee approved the changes to Badger Care in an 11-4 party line vote. Republican Representative Robin Voss called stories like King's exaggerated. Another mother at the Badger Care hearing, Heather Dubois, says she could also lose access to the state insurance. She says if she gets a higher-paying part-time teaching position, she'll be unable to pay the $13,000 a year it could cost for private insurance.
I've never been unemployed, you know, so I feel like I've always paid into the system, and it's not a handout, it's an investment in the security of society. I mean, it's a no-brainer. That's what I want my taxes to go to.
Democrats plan at least four more Badger Care hearings in Wausau, Green Bay, Oshkosh, and Eau Claire in the coming weeks. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.